Last night, Charlie Crist delivered his second State of the State address in Tallahassee. Even with lawmakers cutting more than $500 million from this year's budget and more than $2 billion from next year's, the governor oozed optimism. Aubrey Jude is a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida. He said there's something to be said for the governor's style, but says there is no doubt that he will have to make hard decisions this year.
My thoughts are twofold. One, people do like optimism. The voters like a governor that's optimistic and positive. And so, you know, to that degree, you know, it's probably a good thing that he tried to strike that tone. On the other hand, at some point, you just have to come to grips with reality. This is a really, really tough budget year, probably one of the worst we've had in a long time in Florida. And in fact, it's probably year two of a three-year cycle of down budget years. And so at some point, you have to sort of level with the Florida public and say, things are really tough. It's not going to be too good. And it will get better eventually, but you do have to sort of deal with reality, and that's not necessarily going to be a great thing this year.
The St. Petersburg Times wrote an editorial today that where others see disaster looming because of declining tax revenues, Crist apparently sees nothing at all. They went on to write that such a historic challenge deserves more than a vague mention about spending reserves in a speech. Do you think that he should have alluded a little more? Obviously, as you say, Aubrey Jewett, he is in the Reagan-esque mold of being a sunny optimist, but these are really tough times that the state's going to be facing, especially as this legislature and governor deal with things in the next 60 days.
Yeah, I think the cold, hard reality of the situation is going to become apparent very quickly. You know, the session just started, and it only runs for 60 days, and this will be the dominant issue all session long. Everything they do up there will be colored by the knowledge that this year's budget has to be cut, that next year's budget that they're about to craft is going to be lower, and that even 2 years out, it may be lower still. And so it will be the dominant issue. And, you know, Governor Crist, there are legitimate differences, and Governor Crist has said, hey, let's use some one-time money from reserves to soften the cuts. A lot of the Republicans in the House in particular don't want to do that, and they would just rather cut back on spending. And, of course, then you have the Democrats who are showing some signs of life in the legislature actually saying, well, why don't we look at, you know, raising some selective taxes perhaps to really soften the blow so we don't have to cut at all. So there's some legitimate debates to be made, and I'm sure the governor will eventually get in there and get some of the specifics and details as well.
The legislative leaders also spoke out yesterday, and in your dominant Republican House, you've got Speaker of the House Marco Rubio and Senate President Ken Pruitt. Pruitt and Crist seem to be more like natural allies in some of these issues. Speaker Rubio, his last year in power, a man, a lot of people say, has a lot of ambition here, but it's his last year. He still seems to be pounding the whole we need more tax cuts rhetoric. Do you think that will find resonance with his fellow allies in the House?
You know, I think the Republicans in the House will continue to push to cut taxes, particularly property taxes. They feel like there's really an unfinished agenda there. There was lukewarm support in the House for the constitutional amendment that just passed and cut Florida taxes, including lukewarm support from Speaker Rubio. I mean, he did go out and say, look, I am going to vote for this. I am going to vote yes. It's better than not cutting taxes at all, but he doesn't think it's nearly enough. And I do think that for most of the Republicans in the House, that they are going to go along with him and want to do more. But if it's anything like last year, I don't think it will go very far, because what happened last year was the Senate, and really Governor Crist to some degree, said, you know, this is all we can do. We can't really do any more right now. I suspect that's what's going to happen again this year, is the Senate will be the more moderate break on the very conservative Republican House.